That would have really flipped his lid.
What?
Oh my God. All right. Well, I got two things that we can talk about Habs related. Then everything else is garbage. So five,
four,
three,
two, one.
Hello, world. Hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
Okay. Ah, my timer's on. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Now it's on. Welcome back, listeners. And we have no guest tonight, so this is going to be a quick introduction. My name is David OJ. I'm at MetalDave02 on Twitter.com, and I'm joined, as always, by Beth.
What up, what up? I'm at HIVERHUIT on Twitter.
And Veronica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm at CHILE underscore Pepper on Twitter.
And we are the Happy Hour on Twitter.com, at Happy Hour on Twitter.com, and on Instagram, at Happy Hour Pod on the gram. Thank you to the people, following us there. All we're going to do ever is post pictures about the Habs in our episodes, and that's it. With hashtags. Tons of hashtags. Yeah. Actually, it's kind of fun. The only thing I really do, or at least try to do, is if the Habs ever have some sort of news on there, I share it on the story, and boom, there it is. So people get two stories, same time. Haha.
Hooray. We're never going to take ourselves too seriously, so.
Oh, for the Habs. And that's true, too. We do not take ourselves seriously because this episode.
It's too much work.
Hey, let's ask the listeners, what happened last week?
Do y'all know?
I don't know. Not a whole lot happened last week. I guess we can start with Happy Halloween a few days late. How much fun was Halloween this year? None.
It was fun for me because I didn't hand out candy. I didn't want to have like germy COVID children on my step. You know what I'm saying?
Children of the COVID.
Children of the COVID. And also, Lucky's getting cranky in her old age, and like having the doorbell ring every 30 seconds. I'm just like, no. I hope that the germy COVID children had a good Halloween. I didn't see any of them.
Good job, kiddos. And Beth, what did you do?
I made donuts. They were just okay. And then I watched a scary film. Nice. And I relaxed. And I looked at everybody's... I wish that I could go to Simon Salicus's house because he put a bunch of Doritos on his front steps for the COVID children to grab. And
I love
his Doritos.
Monsieur Salicus. What a dude.
Yeah. So that's all I did.
That's
it was
really
a very
good.
Quiet night.
Yeah, we just watched movies. I think that was the night that we watched The Untouchables. Because something really sad happened last week.
Sean Connery passed. What a what a monument of acting in his brand, at least, that went down.
What that's a so thespian. Terrible.
It's such a crazy thing because I think it was either, was it Halloween that he passed or?
So
Halloween he passed. I remember before I went to bed before Halloween, so October 30th,
I'm writing this down. October 30th. Okay.
October 30th is before Halloween.
The day before, yeah.
Which is on October 31st, which some people forget. God. So, well, one of the things I've been doing before I go to bed is that I binge SNL. And God in heaven, the Will Ferrell Jeopardy episodes.
Oh, my God.
Every time. I forgot that Amy Poehler, she played Sharon Osbourne in those. And
oh,
it
my
is
God.
Hilarious. Hello, Alex. Here's Mindy. And she has a dog. And she's like moving the dog around. And it's just hilarious.
That I always remember, it's not funny, but it's funny when Sean Connery reads the categories.
Reads them wrong.
It's like the one that's called therapist. He's like, I'll take the rapists.
my God.
What I was thinking before was one where it's like Japan-U.S. relations. He's like, I'll take a Jap anal relationship for who wants.
I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Jap anus relations. Oh, that's
my
what it
Lord.
Was. Yeah, and I was like, and those are some of the best ones, but just every single, it's not what your mother said last night, Trebek. His laugh is what gets me, and it makes me so happy. Either way, Sean Connery, rest in peace. Bit of a maligned figure, though, later in his life when it came out that he loves beating women, which, you know, if you ever look at...
What?
If you ever watch Dr. No...
Yeah, like back in the 90s.
Holy crap. He had a terrible interview about that stuff, and... You ever watch a James Bond, the older, you know, his James Bond, the iconic one? He's a bit creepy.
The old James Bond?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dr. No. Was Goldfinger one of the Sean Connery ones?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. But Dr. No in particular, it's you get a vibe where it's like, yeah,
oh,
I'm watching the 50s now.
I didn't
watching
know.
It's okay. It was like one or two interviews where he made it pretty flat out that, yeah, he's like, if a woman's acting up, just give her a slap.
Hello. Oh, wait. Jesus. Okay.
Rest in peace. Great actor, terrible views, and that's what we have to remember him as.
Yeah.
So, above all, he was not a hab. But who is a hab is our new first-round pick there, Caden Gooley. Who I'm sure I am not pronouncing correctly still, even though we've
It's Gooley.
Yeah,
we found that out on the day of the draft.
Yeah. Oh, and Michelle Lacroix told us last week.
And he told us as well.
Whoa.
Anyway, have you posted your Halloween video, Dave?
Yeah, it's on my line. Yeah. Weird enough that it doesn't like show the little preview YouTube sometimes. I don't know why the link doesn't work like that. Either way, something that I do is that I record music. I take old video game music and I remix it into something heavy metal.
And it is so cool.
Thank you, Veronica. I appreciate it.
It is really cool, and I'm not just saying that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because you do all the work around here.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, no, it makes the world a better place somehow. So this year, what I did is that I did a Pokemon track, an infamous one, the music for Lavender Town. And for aficionados of Pokemon, they know that Lavender Town is the ghost spooky place. And that's why I decided I'm going to make this into a Norwegian death metal song.
It was so fun. It's so fun.
I have to watch it. I've been
dressed up for it.
And I know that, all right, and we're going to put Caden Gooley on the shelf at the moment, because for people that don't realize the thing about Pokemon Red and Blue in particular, the first games that came out back in 1996, even though I think it was Red and Green in Japan, not important. What's important is that song has a level of infamy because there was an old internet, story, What do you call those? Like, what are the are you afraid of the dark things? What do you call them?
What, a creepypasta?
No, not a creepypasta. It's a it's not folklore. It's like
an urban legend.
Myth. Yeah. Urban legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
So there's an urban legend that in Japan, kids listening to that song on like loop would like die of a brain aneurysm or something.
Oh no.
Because of how it's very. If you do listen to that song for like more than 5 minutes, like I have, it's kind of straining because the original song was output through the sound, card in the original Game Boy. When I say the original Game Boy, I mean the one that was a brick, that gray one that you could throw into a desert storm and it would come out fine. Great, great piece of equipment. Nintendo makes some tough stuff. But because of that, it was interesting finally looking at the music of it, tabbing it out on my own and transposing it into guitar. And I'm like, I thought it was only like a 30, 40 second loop. It actually loops over two melodies that almost barely don't overlap each other over the course of 2.5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, that's why that's so weird. Anyway, I did a song on that and it's on YouTube at search YouTube for Metal Dave or check out my Twitter profile if you're interested.
Yeah. Everybody check it out because it's really cool.
Thank you. It's
very cool.
I'm trying to do them once a month and I have no idea what I'm going to do this month. But there we are. So,
and he's wearing a costume.
Yes. Sure. Okay. I wore a costume. It's my alter ego, Ulf. He's, if anybody, wow, we're really getting into this here. If anybody knows Norwegian black metal, it has a very tainted history of being comprised of church burning and murder. And that's why, yeah, it's very bad. So, another staple of it is the white and black face paint that they call corpse paint. That's supposed to be very evil, satanic, the very stereotypical things of metal and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's what that's supposed to represent. It's my nod to old Norwegian, black metal, kind of like in the Emperor was one of the bands, or Dimmu Borgir, and other such fantastic household names such as those.
Yeah, you could say literally anything right now, and I would believe you. I just don't know.
That is my power over the people, Veronica. I have a way with words.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Norwegian death metal. I got into trouble on the weekend because I made pierogies, and I said that they were from Norway.
Oh, my God.
The Ukrainians in my timeline were not impressed. Sorry about that,
Ukraine. Of all the things to, get you guys up in arms about, damn. Sorry about
don't take their pierogies.
Wow.
They go really well with salsa, it turns out.
No kidding.
Yes. Was that the thing that made them angry? They were kind of like swimming in tomato juice and tomatoes and green onions and stuff like that. It was really good.
That reminds me, I'm going to make
kind of like a wet taco.
Go to Taco Bell after this. Okay, great. Now that I have that. All right. So, Caden Gooley, aficionado of hockey as he is, was named to Team Canada for the World Juniors.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Congratulations, Caden! Yay!
Good job!
Gooley, 18, was the Canadiens first-round pick, of course, this year. And he was one of the 15 defensemen to receive an invite to the camp. To also feature 5 goaltenders and 26 forwards, and we don't care about the rest of them. But hey, Caden Gooley, keep an eye on World Junior Championships whenever they're held. I actually have zero info on when that's happening. So
the World Juniors?
Yeah.
Isn't it on Christmas Day?
Maybe.
Yeah, they start on Christmas Day.
Oh,
yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah.
December 25th to January 5th. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, that's how I know.
What a weird time for no reason this particular week. So, moving on.
Ugh, this particular year.
Yeah, this particular time of a certain administration. So, happy Halloween, Habs. We were treated to a number of old school Habs costumes.
Yes!
And apparently, one of Kotkaniemi from just like a few days ago.
It's on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's live on Saturday. I wonder what that cat's name was.
Because
it's still alive, because it was the other day.
It's just a fabulous costume, too.
Yeah, so it was...
The glasses!
The glasses!
I wonder if he actually needed glasses.
For the costume?
That's now.
Well, no, like in real life, but then he got like finished LASIK or something.
I'm actually amazed we don't know that.
About him. Finnish LASIK. I'm gonna write that down. LASIK. There.
That's a good one.
I do like that. That is good. I'm always one of the things that gives me anxiety going through an episode is like, what am I gonna call it? And they're like, I like this name so much.
Yeah, when you hear it, you know.
I just know it fits the that was my chair. It fits the milieu of the podcast. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. The vibe.
It's translated directly into English. And that's all the Habs news. There wasn't a ton that happened. One of the things that Beth mentioned that she listened to a little bit, not to put you on the spot, is that Yoel Bouchard had an interview or a press conference last week. And he was probably talking about, you know, Hab stuff, as he does. Anything in particular come to mind?
So he
works for the Habs, right?
For the Rockets.
He does. So he was asked about, like, they have a set start date for the AHL season, which is February 5th.
That is actually very important. Thank you, Beth. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, okay. I think there's more to say. And he said, if it started tomorrow, I'd be ready. For sure, it helps us establish a plan. But even if we didn't have a date, it doesn't change my job. Regardless of the schedule or the realities for the NHL, I'll always be ready for when we get the go, regardless of the conditions. And that went on into what he expects for the players to be doing to prepare for the return. And he says, while we wait, my message is the following. What are you going to do as a hockey player to be different when you come back? We can't wait around without doing anything because there will always be someone else doing push-ups right now, and he wants to take your spot. You have to use that time to become better, work on your weaknesses. During any interruption in play, whether it be a lockout or an injury, the ones who are determined and who put in the extra effort always come back better. So he expects everybody to be trying to better themselves between March and now.
February?
No, between this past March
when the pause
happened. He's very passionate about Noah Juulsen. He's really hoping that he has a good season, and he says Noah's healthy. Everything that we've talked about lately has been positive because this ordeal is behind him. He is the Noah Juulsen that I know again. And he's excited to see what Noah does in the coming season. He's excited about the depth that the Rocket has. He mentions he has to find places for Elinen, Teasdale, Harvey Pinard, and Josh Brook because they also have Dauphin, Villieu, Vedemo, Blandisi, and Lucchini. Who are all more experienced.
I love those guys.
I know.
He's excited about all the potential of all of his young players. And he wants to give them all some mileage. And he's excited also about having Kevin Lynch, Xavier Ouellette, and Gustav Olofsson, who are veterans, and will help the younger guys develop on the ice as well. He says that he thinks Ryan Poehling is learning from the adversity that he's experienced this last year. So he's interested to see what happens with that in the coming season. And he's impressed with Kotkaniemi and everything that he did in the playoffs and what he did with the Rocket as well. And during his off season, before this past season, back in Finland. So overall, like a very good presser from him. He's basically just excited to get back to work. He is a hockey workaholic, and he wants to do more stuff.
Yeah, and it's somebody, and he's somebody that we talked about again last week with Michel Lacroix. Michel can't say enough good about him. He loves the guy.
Yeah.
Very good. And he also mentioned, too, out of, you know, respectfully, that he didn't want to bemoan anybody's past stretch with the job, but he believes that the AHL, the NHL for the Habs are way more in sync now, and it's going to help out the team in the future. And it's been obvious from the start. You know, Jake Evans comes up, makes an impact. Kotkaniemi goes down, comes back up, makes an impact. And we've been seeing that formula play out. Victor Mete, when he went down.
Mete.
Oh, that guy?
Mete.
Congratulations on your fiance. Congratulations. So, yeah, but Yoel Bouchard, he is a hockey guy's hockey guy. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now, further, you mentioned Ryan Poehling, and that's something that peaked up in my head before you mentioned him, because we also got a also got a Zoom call from Rob Ramage, who is the director of player development. I could have sworn it was somebody else just recently. Is this guy new? I don't recall. Should have asked Michelle last week.
I happen to have our friend of the podcast's article up about him, Arpin Basu.
Arpin Basu?
Oh, my God. Oh, I wonder how his bacon days are going.
Arpin Basu.
Oh, my God.
And he
That's
had
so
some...
great to have a bacon day.
Yeah, really?
Bacon day. Bacon day.
He had something to say about Ryan Poehling, and it essentially echoed what Yoav Bouchard was saying, in that Ryan Poehling's working hard this offseason now, apparently.
I have it in front of me.
Hopefully it translates to on-ice production. Take it away, Veronica.
The Canadiens had some interesting prospects in the system at the time. In 2018, I guess, is when Ramage took over. But nothing close to what they have today. Ramage saw, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name correctly.
Ramage? I don't think
that sounds like cheese.
Don't correct us later on Twitter, please.
Yes.
Because I want to pronounce it like listeners. Ramage. Like damage.
Yeah,
like,
Ramage.
No, I can't do it. Robert Ramage? Come on,
that sounds
Mom
like a
Dad.
That sounds like That's a villain. Like a cruciferous vegetable. Ramage.
Sounds like a Norwegian.
Ooh, like ramps. Ramps and parsnips and.
Yeah.
Broccoli Rob.
Listen, my black metal joke was way funnier than everything.
I'm sorry.
Ramage saw practically all of them multiple times. Ryan Poehling saw him regularly. I have a canker on my tongue. And I'm trying not to bite on it as I speak. Josh Brook watched video with him in Moose Jaw. Jake Evans saw him at Notre Dame University. Cale Fleury went out for dinner with him and watched clips of Shea Weber in Regina. Joni Ikonen even saw him in Finland once. Ramage's visit sparking a bit of a goal surge for the oft-injured prospect. Mm. And so I was listening to our other friend, Sean Campbell, on TSN 690, talking about how I think he mentioned that he talks to them every day.
Wow.
This Ramage fellow.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is good. Keep them engaged and part of the community and part of the family. You know what I mean?
Keep
Especially
them
these
that,
kids that haven't played since March.
God, those goddamn Fortnites. Get them off.
Mm-hmm. You know who likes Fortnite? Is the Sweet Baby Eagle. He's allowed to because
he's allowed to.
Because he's good. Yeah, he's good on the ice.
You play video games.
Yeah. You're a gamer.
Yeah, I'm a gamer, but I'm also not a millionaire sports athlete.
Sports athlete.
I can't say millionaire sports. I could say millionaire athlete, but when you say athlete, am I a chess player or am I a hockey player?
Athlete.
I'm a sports player. That's my point.
A sports person.
Am I a millionaire curler?
Professional athlete.
We gotta ask Brian Mudrick how much a curler makes.
We can just Google it. Only if he brings his dog on.
True.
Oh my God.
True.
I would like to speak to him.
What's his name again? Sir Sir
Pop. Oh.
Sir Pops.
Something else. Pops suddenly, right. I think. Hold on, I'm looking this up on Instagram.
Oh, Lord.
They're Pop Studley the Shih Tzu.
Yes.
And then his brother is George Michael. It's Sir Pop Studley the Third, and then his brother is George Michael Popovsky.
That's,
Good Lord.
I would like to smooch them both.
That's too much
He's
for a
dog. Very, very cute. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot for a dog to take in as a name. Like, he'll be wagging their tail, like...
He couldn't put that on a sweater because it would be too big for him.
They're so small! They're just like little mops running around.
Oh, no. Mop dogs, my favorite.
Mop dogs.
Mop dogs. I like the really big mop dogs that actually look like a rack mop.
Yes.
Oh, like my gosh.
Old English dogs.
Yes.
It's the best because wherever they walk, they're just cleaning everything. It's amazing.
Dave, you should get one of those.
No.
We don't see those out here. We see them a lot. I saw them a lot when I was growing up in Quebec and Ontario.
The life.
But here, I think it's just too, the climate here is just too warm.
Oh, true. But Dave, you wouldn't have to clean anything. Your dog would just do it for you.
Yeah, but I have
drag
a carpet.
Drag him across the floor.
I have a carpet.
Oh.
I mean, unless there's like a steam cleaning setting on the dog, can't do it.
Oh my goodness gracious.
No, it's great. You just turn them on and just.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You just scratch it behind the left ear and then it steam cleans your carpet.
It's kind of like those Roombas that come with cat beds on top of them. Just two in
they
one.
They don't come with a cat bed on top. You have to put it on there.
Well, it worked out. Some genius out there figured, yep, this is going to do it. Cat's going to be fine all day.
Oh, Lord. We took our cat to the vet yesterday. She's fine.
How did she do?
Why?
She did great.
You don't own this cat.
They do now.
Yeah, she lives here.
Wait. Full time?
Full time.
Yeah.
When did this happen? You were supposed to have a cat for 2 weeks.
We've been talking about it in our group chat for like a month.
I didn't know you kept it.
Yep.
Her.
Her
name's
sorry.
Lily.
Her name is Lily. She has green eyes. And she's so cute. So we just took her just for a wellness check. And
she was a wild woman.
She's a little bit overweight.
Oh.
A cat? No way.
So we're putting her on a diet.
Oh. What was she eating out there?
Well, whatever she could find, apparently.
Oh my gosh, she was living large. There. She's like,
the best
and
cats
here's
are
a
the
vole for me and a bird for me.
Yes, exactly. Oh my
best
god, what time she caught a bird and brought it into the house.
She did.
And it was still kind of flying.
Oh no. Did you just like kind of toss it outside?
No, I ran out of the house.
Oh.
And the bird eventually made it out and flew away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That never happens.
Oh my goodness. Jesus. Yeah, that was freaky.
The best kind of cat is a chonky cat. So I say, you just let her ride.
Well, she's an indoor cat full time now.
Well, yeah.
But she does, like, because now we have our backyard fenced in. So she does like to come outside with us, and then she just follows us back inside.
Oh, that's
cute. I think she likes the grass because she was living in the desert.
Mm.
And I think she really likes the grass.
Is she?
I missed this whole story. Why do you have a cat?
What?
Okay. So she was really my boyfriend's cat. And he had her out in
the
desert.
Story, and now I understand
because
everything.
Of mice.
Okay.
And he's spending so much time here that she was being left alone. So now she just lives here.
She had a bunch of mice keeping her company. I'm sure the mice didn't appreciate it, but, she had something to do.
I think she likes being an indoor cat. She sure likes it here. As soon as I come down in the morning. Yeah, she's waiting for me and following me around. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you doing? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Talk a lot.
And she doesn't meow. She makes like little bird noises.
A little chirpies.
She's so funny. Anyway. Why were we talking about cats? We were talking about dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs because we were talking about Brian Mudrick.
Brian Mudrick and curling.
Curling.
And professional athletes.
Because I wanted to know how much they made. Because I said that I'm not a millionaire sports athlete. And
this is how
it led to Lily.
She's very cute.
That's what happened.
She's going on a diet, so she's going to get cranky.
So, curlers, the highest earning curlers can make upward of $100,000 in a touring season. But the rest of the top 10 curlers make around $40,000. And then the rest of the curlers make between, are you ready for this? $39,000 What? They make between $39,000 to $100.
Is that
to $100? Dollars?
Yeah, $100.
Is that in Canadian or U.S.? That matters.
It does. It's quite the distinction.
U.S. dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. So don't be a curler.
I mean, you could.
You could.
Oh my God.
On the side.
If you're a good
Ashley
curler.
Likes curling.
Ashley does like curling.
Curling is fun.
All you gotta do is here we go. All you gotta do is just push a rock. Granite rock, and but the thing is, it's not like you just push a rock. You have to push that rock real careful, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very. Well, if you can do precisely.
If you can do it real careful, like, I mean, there you go. You can just get yourself like a 12 pack of Keystone, put it on the ice. You already got yourself a refrigerator. You just gotta go curl.
It's just cold there already.
$100,000 in a year. Here we go. Easy money. Good job, Larry, Steve, and Yanni.
Nice work if you can get it.
In my men's team, not the co-ed league. Sorry.
Did you know that there's a power play in curling?
No.
I don't know exactly how it works, but there's a power play in curling.
How do you get penalized?
I don't know.
Someone takes a swing at somebody? Hey!
You
lose five keystones.
The happy hour, where we only talk about things we don't know about.
Yeah.
Like the have. thank you for our listeners. Good night.
Thank you for all our loyal listeners.
Lawyer listeners. Do we have lawyers too? Listeners?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Need one. One of these days, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we do.
That helps out quite a bit.
We'll pay you in Skittles.
Like my buddy Jimmy Esquire. Oh, I love him so much. I saw him at a wedding many years ago, and he took down a Black Label bottle by himself.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a drinker and great at civil lawsuits. Incredible fellow. Really, really nice guy, though. Super nice guy. Just keep him away from the Jack Daniels. He will drink it.
That's all. An interesting detail.
Yeah, it just one of the things. Growing up with him, if I saw him, since I did, I was in fifth grade, English with him. I saw him. I'm like, I don't expect him to be a Jack Daniels Black Label alcoholic, but 20 years later, he is incredible.
I hope his health is doing well.
Oh yeah, he posts on Instagram. He has a dog and they do stuff.
Good.
Bye.
<That's> fine. Jesus, he's a civil liberty guy. Yeah, but that's honestly it. When it comes to Habs news, that's all I had. The Ramage presser, Yoel Bouchard, Caden Gooley is doing stuff. We had the Happy Halloween, everything. And the Petries had themselves. Oh my God,
the little one.
Petrie
couldn't see. His three little pigs. So it was the three little pigs.
Yeah.
Right? And
yep.
I think it was Red Riding Hood.
Red Riding Hood.
And Jeff Petrie was the wolf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the three little pigs. And the little one, his pig face was covering his eyes. It was so funny.
It was so cute. Did you know that a couple years ago, I didn't know this, a couple years ago, Jeff and Julie dressed up as Jenny and Forrest Gump.
Jenny?
No. I had no idea.
Jenny?
Then I was going back.
You're my girl, Jenny.
I was going back on.
Gotta go back home to Alabama.
He had the braces on and everything. The leg braces
on. Oh my God. Is this on Instagram?
That's
incroyable. It's amazing.
So the actress that plays Jenny is Robin Wright. And a lot of people don't realize that for some reason. That's the Princess Bride. That's House of Cards. Yeah. That's Blade Runner 2045. She is formidable. She's also one of the Amazons in the recent Wonder Woman flicks.
Ooh.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Like, she throws spears and she's like, you know what, fascists, I hate you, and kills them. And it's like, yeah, that's what we need today.
I really like her acting. A lot. Is she still with Sean Penn? Because they were together for a long time. I think they're not.
I'm feeling they go to.
I think they had a bit of a mercurial combustible.
Well, Sean Penn's a weird dude.
He's doing very good work, though, right now.
Oh, yeah. Great work. But I would not want to go to a bar. Actually, I probably would. Yeah, I would want to go out
totally.
on a week-long binger in Las Vegas, and we end up in like Sao Paulo or something like that. Like, how did we get here? I have no idea. I blacked out for 3 days, Sean Penn. You were driving the bus.
You don't want to be anywhere near Sao Paulo these days.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah. So Robin Wright.
Curious about this.
Yes, Forrest Gump, the costumes, and also the prices were at the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Tin Man and the Big Bad Witch. What's her name?
The
Wicked Witch of the East.
The West, because the East was the one that got
the house fell on her.
Yes.
Right.
She came down in a bubble, bro.
And then there was Glinda the Good Witch.
Oh my God,
she's the one that came down in the bubble.
So cute, Glinda. Millie is like,
yes.
You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong.
Glinda the Good Witch came down in the bubble.
Yes.
Yes. She wore Listen, a crown.
That movie has been giving me nightmares for a long time. Flying monkeys on brooms. That's nightmare stuff.
No. Great costume though. And then little Lincoln Price was the Cowardly Lion.
The Cowardly Lion.
And then
Gary was because we couldn't really see.
Yeah.
And he was the Tin Man.
Lincoln had little ears and a mane on his blanket.
Yeah.
I zoomed in. I cannot find these pictures. What the heck?
God never did give nothing to the Tin Man.
And so when it comes to Robin Wright and Sean Penn, they divorced in 2010, Veronica.
Well, I haven't been keeping up with my entertainment news since about then. And
then Robin Wright in 2018 married Clément Girardet, of course, who I have no idea who he is.
No. And who's Sean Penn with?
Who isn't he with? Layla George, married this year. Who's that? Oh, she is not old. She's an Australian-American actress born in 1991.
And he's 60.
Yeah, he is. Oh, boy. Oh, what a guy.
he's a character. And he was married to Madonna. I forgot all about that.
I'm telling you, this guy, man, he's in the zone, like, for the past 40 years.
He's Spicoli.
He's been just hitting homers for a while. Oh, Jesus. Layla George, I hope she's not in NXIVM.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
Looks like one of the Veronica, I've been going nuts about this NXIVM thing because of the vow on HBO.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. You keep on telling me about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's okay.
I made the connection.
I told my mom about it like yesterday, and she's like, okay, I'll watch it. I'm like, okay, mom, because it's crazy, right? And she's like, Dave, I just watched 4 episodes, and the episodes are an hour long. And she's like, I'm hooked. I'm like, yeah.
Ooh, okay, good to know.
Crazy. So. All right, anyways, Layla George doesn't look like she's in NXIVM, so good for her. Now, let's talk about NXIVM now, shall we? Since it's
Before we do that, I have another Habs thing. Really fast.
Okay. Yes, go. Habs thing, go.
Brendan Gallagher, at least for the month of November, he is on Cameo, raising money for Hockey Fights Cancer.
Yes!
For $99, I believe it's $99 U.S., you can do a request with him. So he'll send a video saying whatever you'd like him to say, like a birthday wish or what have you. And then there's also a chat option for $17.99. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I'm guessing it's like a time limit thing. But you get to talk to him for a certain amount of time for $17.99. So I don't know if he's going to be on for longer than this month, but a girl that I follow on Twitter, she got one.
Fotini! Really
cool. Yes, Fotini, she got one. And it looked really, she posted a screen recording of it on Instagram. It looked really cool. And it's just like literally him in his normal hat and hoodie chatting. It's, you just go to Cameo. His particular page is cameo.com/bgally11, like his Twitter handle. You could also just Google Brendan Gallagher Cameo and it'll take you right to his page. And there's like tips and stuff to tell you like how to get what you want out of your Cameo request. I've never used Cameo before. I've had friends who use it. They really like it. There's lots of athletes and celebrities on there. But if you want to talk to Brendan Gallagher, have Brendan Gallagher talk to you, and you want to raise money for Hockey Fights Cancer, that's something to check out. And you can watch some of the videos that he has on there as well. So you can kind of get an example of what he's got going on. And there's apparently a thing called Brendan Gallagher's Fan Club. So if you go on Cameo and make an account, you can join his fan club and see even more of the content he's made on Cameo.
Wow.
Now, to piggyback off that, Cameo by itself, it's a repository where athletes, actresses, anybody that's like moderately famous, you can pay money for them to, you know, like Beth just said, to send a video chat to somebody, do like a text to somebody, et cetera, this, that, and the other thing. But there's a huge glut of, you know, famous or not as famous people on Cameo. Like, who's not as, I don't know, I'm just going
to search. People from like 90 Day Fiancé and The Bachelor. And
oh, the guy from the Police Academies, too.
Fuck. Is on here. Like, come on, Anthony Predatory Bird, come on, that's awesome. I would love that. That'd be cool. Tom Arnold's on here. You can't miss out on Tom Arnold. I mean, come on. Who else? Jason W. George, don't know who he is. Gilbert Godfrey, incredible.
Oh, Billy Eichner. Oh yeah. Was doing really funny ones.
Ernie Hudson, Ghostbuster. And I'm starting to get into names. I have no idea who these guys are.
Yeah. And like prices range from like $10 to $400, $1,000. So it just,
yeah,
it depends on who you want kind of thing.
Yeah. Like Tony Hawk's like $200 a pop, but at the same time, it's also Tony Hawk. And I'm like, yeah, I'd pay Tony Hawk $200 to tell me a good morning. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Tommy Lahren's on this. Yeah. Oh, that's a waste of money. Carol Baskin.
Oh yeah, it's there.
$300.
She just got booted off Dancing with the Stars.
She's off it. Oh, that's why she's on Cameo. She's not getting that sweet dancing money anymore.
Sweet dancing money.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a lot of faces I don't recognize.
Oh, Bret the Hitman Hart. That would be a great one for people.
The singer from Sugar Ray.
And Santa!
There's a halo hanging from the corner.
Oh, my God. So, a while, like, a few months ago, I think Peter Budaj was on here, too, for a bit. Doing some stuff. Really? I thought that was pretty cool, too. So, anyways, so that's Cameo. Check it out, cameo.com. Check out Brendan Gallagher's part, or if you want to, you know, check out the other actors and actresses on there, check it out. Maybe we should be on Cameo. Wouldn't that be nice,
that be
getting a happy birthday from the happy hour?
Yeah.
From, you know, like myself, who cannot pronounce anybody's name. I even do video.
Right, if J or a K, I'll do it. So that way we don't have to.
Yes, because yeah. I will butcher that. I'll just call you the wrong name altogether.
Now, I had something super important to say up until we got off this track here. What was I about to say? I don't remember.
Brendan Gallagher.
Sean Penn.
You were talking about
Forrest Gump. Robin Wright. Going backwards in time here.
It was Nexium. It was about Nexium.
Nexium. That's right.
Oh, yes.
I got hooked to this show on HBO. And Veronica, how do you watch HBO in case if people would ever be curious about what I'm about to say?
I watch it on Crave. So Crave, my Crave app has shows from HBO, Showtime, and all kinds of stuff. Pulls all kinds of stuff together.
Okay, gotcha. So I use HBO Max in the States. Veronica uses Crave up in the Northern Territories. Or just, I'm sorry, British Columbia, my bad. And, So The Vow is about a cult that exists in Albany, New York. Now, I'm in Albany, New York, and I never heard of this cult, and it got some incredibly, horrifically awful charges leveled against the leader of this cult, Keith Raniere.
It's not fictional?
No, it's real, Veronica. That's why I'm freaking out.
I didn't know, but oh my god!
You don't even look up this stuff. You think I'm just? No, I think I'm freaking out this much.
I get my information from you.
No, Nixium has been in the Albany area for like 30 or 20 years or so, and this Keith Raniere guy.
Well,
like
you've never heard of them either, and you're there.
Yeah, but now I'm learning.
Oh my goodness.
I talk about all these actresses, you think just think they're just like part of the show?
I just thought it was a show.
They're
That's
real.
Why I was like, how many episodes?
They're real people!
Oh my god! This is awful.
It is awful. The guy was sentenced to 120 years in prison for
Holy
sex
shit.
Trafficking.
How old's he gonna be when he gets out?
Dead. The Dalai Lama came to Albany because of these guys.
What?
Were you not paying attention to anything I was sending you?
Oh, that's right. You said, I didn't.
Like, oh, here's a Dave message again.
It is such a wild and unfortunate story.
I'm definitely watching it now. Unless it's going to be too upsetting.
Okay. No, it's not upsetting because it has a happy ending. The guy goes to jail.
Spoiler. Yes. Okay,
leading up to this crazy stuff, the guy was sentenced only last week or something like that. Yet, Veronica, Jesus Christ.
This is also shocking.
This is, it is. I'm, like I said, I'm shocked. I'm shocked for every episode of this show. It shocked me because I live in Albany. These guys are like, oh yeah, well, you know, the executive success program in Clifton Park. I'm like, oh, I've been to Clifton Park before. Oh, I know the building where this is at. So, and then like one of the guys I work with is like, oh yeah, that guy's house is like two neighborhoods over from where I live. I was like, oh my god. So, Nixium is like a they frame it as a self-help organization where you go into it and you learn these ways to like just think about problems in a different way. But eventually what that happens is that it breaks down your confidence in questioning the program to the point where you become essentially a slave to a pyramid scheme. That's really broadly, you know, painting this thing, because like I said, actors are in this, actresses are in this. Members of former Mexican presidential families are in this. A far-off member of the British royal family is in this. It is financed by the heiresses of the Seagrams. You know, Seagram alcohol? They finance these guys. So it's like...
What?
Veronica, okay, I swear by God.
Okay. I feel like I don't even have to watch it now.
Well, you have to.
Okay.
Because the people that left, that uncovered this, were part of this program for 15 years. And they're like, well, I didn't know anything bad was happening. Then, oh my God, somebody questioned something. And all of a sudden we found out they're branding women with the guy's initials.
Oh my God.
They didn't know.
Oh my Lord.
So that's why it blew my mind.
Yeah.
In particular, because one of the ladies that's still thumping for the program and the leader for being innocent, even though he's clearly not, it was an actress that was in Battlestar Galactica, Nikki Klein, a Vancouver resident, Veronica.
Oof.
And yeah, so that's why it caught my ear. And I saw a picture of a Leslie whomever Sean Penn's married to. I'm like, wow, she looks like a NXIVM chick because
Okay. I got it.
That's where it all came from.
Okay.
To the current conversation.
We're back to Sean Penn's new girlfriend.
Watch this show. I swear to God, it is crazy.
We are not sponsored by HBO Max.
No, we are not.
Or Crave.
Nope.
And the other thing about this is that none of this would have came out if the Me Too movement hadn't happened.
Mm.
Because a bunch of women quit like in the early thousands, and they were just buried by lawsuits by NXIVM, ruined these women's lives for like decades.
I'm glad that guy's in prison until he dies.
I know. Watch the show. Season one ended. It's either 9 or 10 episodes. So season one ended with the opposition, the guys who got out of the organization, organized all the evidence and sent it to the FBI. Bam, guys in jail. Season two is going to be all about the guy and interviewing him in Albany.
Wow.
Yeah. While he's in jail. And he's like, well, it's a certain point of view that I'm in this jail cell. It's like, well, no crap, Keith Raniere. You're a freaking weirdo.
Keith.
So, Keith.
And speaking of,
you thought this was fake?
No, I thought it was fictional. I thought it was a made up show.
It's a documentary. Oh, that's true, David.
Did you call it a documentary in one of your little bubbles there? I didn't. Sorry. I'm trying to pay attention to a lot of things these days. So, and also the next season of The Crown is this month.
Yes.
That's the one with Diana.
Yes. I've been waiting all these seasons for Diana.
Yes. That's going to be awesome.
Michael Jackson wrote a song about her, and so did Bryan Adams, who's canceled. I forgot all about that.
Oh, see you later, buddy.
Goodbye.
Sorry, Brian. Don't say stupid.
Brian Adams and Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams too?
Yeah.
Oh no.
He. What did he do? He did something to Mandy Moore when they were married.
Oh. Apparently, it's coming back to me now.
He's a.
That's too bad.
Sorry. Bleep me, David.
Bleep.
Ah, Jesus. Now I gotta write down when it happened.
Sorry.
We're starting to bleep now that we have the illustrious, our illustrious.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been so well behaved.
But it's sometimes it's the only word that you can use.
Yes, he was horrible to Mandy Moore.
How are you enjoying your iPhone 12?
It's awesome. It's made out of steel. You can't bend it.
Why would you want to bend it?
Well,
like, I mean, you know how the kids like to sit on their
phones? Hey, why would you want to boil an iPhone?
I saw that. Why are Android people so pressed about what we have? Like, I do not care.
To lose a lot of listeners.
Yep.
My son is
one of those Android people.
I have an iPhone. I've had an iPhone since 2013, and I like it, and I'm keeping it. I briefly considered getting a Google Pixel, but it didn't happen for various reasons. And so I'm still with an iPhone and I like it. I don't care. Like, you have your Androids. It's fine. You enjoy your Androids. Go live your best Android life. I'm going to live my best iPhone life. And that's all that matters. It's really okay. It's a phone. It's a little computer.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all scroll Twitter on it.
But it is true though, that we're so accustomed to what we use. Like, if I give my phone to Max and say, can you like find this address or whatever? He's like,
nope.
What do I don't know. And the same thing is if he gives me his Samsung, whatever phone it is that he has, I have no idea how to operate it. Just none.
My beef with Android is the Honeycomb operating system. Is that what they still call it? I actually don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever operating system
is that. You sounded disgusted, Beth. I don't know.
I don't know.
I switched to Android for like 2 years. What? I was disgusted. What?
How could, oh, disgusted.
Because of the camera. Because at the time they were like, hey, we got the HDX2 on our camera, and the iPhone is only HD 1.5 times. I'm like, no, I want the 2 times, not the 1.5 times. So that was the thing. And I hated it. I hated every waking moment of dealing with that phone's crap. Transferring my text messages from my iPhone to the Samsung took 3 days. I clocked it out. I documented it. I had to export them all because it's if you want to take an Apple product and the iOS stuff, they have to export it in XML because they don't have Excel. They don't have Notepad. They don't have anything that Android couldn't read. So I was like, okay, let me just super protect all this. Export it all out, import it into Android's machine, and the machine was crap. Absolute garbage. So I was, that's number one. Number two, the native music player is garbage. So you have to get a secondary program to play your music. It's not like, and at the time, like this was kind of a little bit before streaming services. So this is pre-Spotify and whatnot. But like even before then, iPhone had iTunes. You put your music on iTunes, plug your phone into the computer, and it updates the library. Right? Kind of like how you used to do with, the iPods. Thank you. Oh, my Lord. I forgot what they were called for a second. I used to have a black and white one. Anyway, I just gave myself a
remember head. When it was a device that could only play music?
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, people were so cool because, like, hey, guys, I uploaded my notes to my iPod. And I could scroll through them, see? Barely see them. Oh, we were so cool. Anyway, that's
our... That sounds like it was a terrible experience for you, Dave. I just think that when you start with one thing, just stay with it.
Absolutely. Which is why I use PC and Windows, and I use Apple products for traveling. Because Apple, man, the messenger built into Apple is great. You don't have to like shop around on the Android store for your own personalized messenger experience because you're so important. No, we're all going to be the same. This is a socialist phone. This is how we're going to work.
I think that Miso, our friend Miso, might have an Android because she can spell her name in characters, and I don't have that available to me on my iPhone.
No. Yes. That's a thing that you have to get from a site.
Yeah,
to make your name look like that on Twitter and stuff.
Cool. I thought it was an Android thing.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can do that on iPhone. Yeah. You could do that. It's okay. Just website, copy, paste, boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have nothing against Android except the inherent infrastructure of its operating system. That's awesome. Yeah, the hardware is great. Yeah, I mean, they can make a phone that can get hit by a train and nothing happens to it. Hey, great, your operating system is trash. Sorry, that's it, done. It's so funny because I think like Apple OS on like laptops and computers and stuff, not the iOS, is also trash. But I love iOS. It's such a I'm a picky. Anyway, so yeah. I'm scrolling through our DMs, Veronica, and I just see myself yelling. In
Dave,
all caps.
Sorry.
So, the time. But credit to you, I never said it was a documentary.
Ha! You didn't. That's true. But see, I've seen like a little thing about Nexium before, so I knew it was a documentary. I was like, okay, we get excited about things that happen near us. That's fine.
Yeah, especially when it's a racketeering sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Great. Past 20 years.
Veronica's got a lot going on. She's got a new cat.
I've got a new cat.
Children.
Got people in the house.
A job.
Who are we talking
five.
About?
Veronica.
Veronica.
We're talking about me.
Yay.
Yeah, but like Dave and
I'm paying a close eye to everything having to do with an election that I can't vote in.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next topic.
Everybody, if you haven't voted, vote.
For Joe Biden.
For Joe and Kamala.
I love saying to vote, but Yeah, we're not saying for you to exercise your right to vote for Donald Trump, because that is literally a vote cast into the fire of fascism and the ruination of the world.
Yes.
You're so woke.
I am woke.
He I took woke a nap, up. So now he's awake.
I did. I took a nap an hour and 17 minutes ago.
Well, and now you're woke.
I am totally woke. No, no, but just it's such
a catastrophe. Don't vote for Donald Trump. He's an awful man. He's an awful person.
Awful. And this is coming from a healthy, straight, white man. This has been awful. And I have no right to say it was awful. The worst thing that happened to me during this administration was that I couldn't sign up for my Nexus Pass. Because what happened? Oh, not even the appointed chairman of the Homeland Security, because he's only like a lieutenant, because Trump hasn't appointed half of the people that need to be, you know, actually running things.
They're all interims.
They're all interim, which is another point that nobody cares. It's like, oh, we don't need bosses anywhere. All the lieutenants can take them all. And that guy essentially browbeat the state of New York because of how strict the quarantines were because of COVID. Nope, that's wrong. It was actually about how New York City would not share their database with the federal government in order to protect immigrants from being deported by freaking ICE. God. And so they said, well, guess what? All the citizens of New York can't use the Trusted Traveler program. And I had fun dealing with that.
He's just an objectively terrible person.
You have
he has no business running the country, and he's not welcome to another 4 years.
You have to seriously ask yourself, would you hire this man to run a hot dog stand?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't give him any money for anything.
A hot dog.
People of the United States, he's your servant.
Yeah.
He's not your boss.
He works for us.
Yeah.
He works for us.
Yeah.
And he himself works for himself.
Yeah.
At every juncture. He has to go.
Dude's got to go. Once
again, I'm going to rage for another 4 years.
He won't.
I am going to burn my snowflake into evaporating.
He won't win. He knows he's losing. That's why he's going crazy.
Oh yeah.
That's why he's going crazy.
Oh yeah.
Crazier. It's not a nice word. That's why he's just losing his mind.
That guy lost his mind decades ago.
Yep. Yeah. Didn't have much of one to begin with. Yeah. Otherwise, we would all.
He
know
won
his
is because he was running against a lady, and the United States cannot handle a lady in charge of anything. That's my wolf.
Chile elected a female president decades ago.
And that was during
a woman president.
Yeah, that was that was after the whole you know better than me.
After the whole
coup.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so there was the coup, there was a 17-year dictatorship, there was a plebiscite that people voted to be able to elect their president. And then they elected Patricio Aylwin, a lovely man, who incidentally lived on a street named after my great uncle, who was the leader of the national choir in Chile.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then she came after him.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Also,
Michelle Bachelet, and she's now with the UN.
Wow. See, now that's something that the United States tried to pull out of. Thanks, yeah. Trump.
God. You gotta go. If you haven't voted already, do it tomorrow.
Please.
Don't be intimidated.
Vote for Biden.
Vote for Biden. Joe and Kamala.
Please.
And that's it. That's all we got for.
And that's it.
Please. I tried to find the picture of.
Goodbye.
Steph Petrie. Just
goodbye.
Forrest Gump, but it's no longer available.
Oh, no. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.